Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Hey, welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words. And in this Christmas season, I just want to just celebrate King Jesus. Amen. We don't know when he was born. We don't know what season he was born. Many people dispute all kinds of things, but I just use this season just to remind us, amen, that he was born. Amen. He was born. He grew. He was anointed by the Holy Ghost. He done miracles, signs, and wonders. He was a sinless Lamb of God. He was crucified. No man took his life. He gave it up for us freely. Amen. And he died and he rose again triumphantly. Amen. He was offered up, amen, for our transgressions. He was offered up for our offenses. Amen. But risen up for our justification. Amen. And on that basis, we can give God praise knowing, amen, that our sins have been atoned for. We are forgiven. I want to let you know, whoever you are, wherever you are, if you're one of those Christians struggling with the fact that whether you're forgiven or whether you're not, you have been forgiven. Amen. Jesus Christ took our sin on the cross when he died for each and every one of us. And if you've repented of your sin and put your faith and your trust in Christ Jesus, you have been forgiven. Amen. You are on your way to heaven. You are not your own. Amen. You are bought of a price. So you can glorify God in your body, which is God. You can come boldly to the throne of grace, Hebrews says, amen. In the time of the Old Testament, amen, the high priest went once a year with blood, and he went with fear and trembling, not knowing, am I going to come back out again? But no, because we know that Jesus is the perfect sacrifice, we can come boldly, and he was accepted, and his blood, amen, has been accepted by the Father, amen. And that's the blood that he sees when he looks down and he looks at us. He doesn't see us sin, he sees the blood of his son Christ Jesus. We can now come boldly to the throne of grace. So I want to encourage someone, amen, you have been justified, declared righteous. Why? Because Jesus Christ is alive and well. Jesus Christ took our sin. And like I said, in this Christmas season, sometimes I go off into one, but maybe God knows who's listening. God knows what you're going through. But I want to encourage someone, you have been forgiven. The Bible said it's by grace that you are saved through faith. It is a gift. It's a free gift. You cannot work for it, cannot earn it, and you definitely cannot pay for it. It's too expensive. It is priceless. You have been forgiven. And I truly believe the message of grace needs to be preached and needs to be taught more and more in our churches. There are still people living under condemnation, people living under guilt. And Jesus has taken all those things. He's taken our shame. He's taken our guilt. He's taken everything. Amen. He was wounded. God put it all on Christ Jesus on that cross. Everything, all our sin was taken and placed on Christ Jesus. Now we can walk in the newness of the Spirit, not the oldness of the letter, and we can serve God with godly fear. Amen. Come on, be encouraged. Wherever you are, be encouraged in this season. Remind yourself, believer, I encourage you, get back into that word. Wherever you are, all over the globe, people listen from all over the globe, get into that word. Stay in the word of God. Amen. It would be like the Bereans. Amen. They were more noble than anybody else that Paul saw. They went into the scriptures to see which those things that Paul had spoken about were true. Be like the Bereans. In these last days, we've got to be like the Bereans. We've got to search the scriptures. When you hear a message, amen, does it line up with the word of God? Amen. Is it from God? You've got to search the scriptures, because there's going to be so much deception around in these last days. But God wants people to know him personally and through the law. Amen. We're under the law. You had to go through forms, and you had to go through all the law. You had to go through the priests, and you had to, you know, and the Spirit of God came upon people, but it rested upon Jesus. Amen. It came upon David, came upon Isaiah, came upon Jeremiah, came upon him, but he didn't abide. Amen. But when the Son came, when he was baptized, when Jesus was baptized, the heaven was open, and the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Had he done any miracles yet? No. Had he done anything? No. Amen. So I want to let you know, you are beloved of the Lord. Amen. You don't have to do good works to be loved by God. You don't have to, amen, try to prove yourself to be loved by God. Just accept his love. I believe there's someone out there that needs to hear this. Just accept the love that God has for you. Accept the fact that you are loved. Accept the fact that you are forgiven. Accept the fact that you've been made righteous with God, that you're joint heirs with God, you're seated with Him. If you want to know your position, you've been seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, far above all principality and power. Amen. Being made subject unto Him. So be encouraged that you are loved, you are forgiven. Amen. And this book is a love letter. It's a love letter to the people that will read it. It's a love letter to the people that receive it, that will know that God sent His only begotten Son into this world to die for sinners, whom I was chief. Paul says, I was chief. We can all look at ourselves and say, a dirty, rotten scoundrel us. But Jesus reached down. God reached down, amen, and He's pulled us out of the pit that we were in and raised us up and caused us to sit with Him. So be encouraged, amen, that you have been forgiven. We're in the age of grace, amen. And Mary found grace in the sight of the Lord. She found favor, and we're still continuing. If the Lord will let me, we're still continuing. Amen. And God is looking for people that will believe Him. God, belief pleases God. I'm going to say that again. When people believe God, it pleases God. Amen. I'm going to say that again. When people believe God, it pleases God. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted him for righteousness. Amen. He simply believed God. He simply took God at His word. When they came out of Egypt, amen, and they were going to the promised land, and they scouted out the land, sent 12 men to scout out the land, Numbers 13, and 10 men came back. 40 days they scouted out the land, and 10 men came back with a negative report. 2 men, Joshua and Caleb, came back with the report of the Lord. They believed God. They said, the 10 said, there's giants in the land, there's Canaanites, Hivites, Ashdod, and all kind of ites, and they were not able to take them. They looked like, we look like insects in their crickets in their eyes, locusts in their eyes, whatever it was. We look like insects in their eyes and their giants. And they just came back with such a negative report. And the Bible says He called it an evil report. So when you don't believe God, He calls it an evil report. Amen. So when people refuse to believe that Jesus Christ has taken their sin, and they're still in different religions, or and refuse to believe and think that their good works can get them into heaven, think that by their good deeds can get to heaven, God calls it an evil report. When you don't believe the sacrificial lamb which is prepared for us, given by God Himself, He calls it an evil report. Amen. So at least we've got to believe God. And Mary believed the Lord. And just like many of us, man, we say, my God, why would You cause this me? What have I done? Well, to accept, to receive this goodness that You've given me, this grace I didn't deserve. There are people that are falling into hell every day, but you who are saved, you are listening and are saved. If you're not saved yet, by the end of this show, we hope to, amen, to convince you. Amen. Because good preaching and teaching is supposed to convince and convict the heart and let people know. It's the Holy Ghost. We do the preaching. It's the Holy Ghost that does the convicting and the turning and the drawing and the changing. Amen. So I just want to let you know, listen, God hates unbelief. He wants people that believe Him. And on the last show, we heard that Zechariah, who is a priest, performing his priestly duties, faithful to God, just walking in the fear of the Lord. Amen. Him and his wife. But they just had one issue, that they were childless. And he was visited by an angel while performing his duties. So not only is he performing his duties for God, he's visited by an angel. Amen. So he's seen the supernatural while serving God. And he doesn't believe the message that the angel sent to him. And the angel said, you know what? I'm going to put you on mute. And sometimes God will put us on mute when we're in a certain valleys and situations and God is doing something. It's best not to speak. I've got a book called The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Amen. That's my subject that I stay with many a time. Amen. The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. People got to know this power in the words that we speak. So the angel said, you know what, because I've told you all this and I came to you specifically. I did not come to your wife, your friends, amen, your compadres. I came to you specifically to tell you this. I'm going to put you on mute, amen, because you're not going to mess up what God is about to do in this world. Amen. So he put him on mute. And we know that straight after he comes to see Jesus, that he comes to see Mary, sorry. And in Luke 1:26, I'm going to try to slow down. I like to get the word of God excites me. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary, as we know. And the angel came in unto her, and he said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. I mean, what kind of salutation is that like? He says, like, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And some people, I mean, you see in the Bible, and some people get visited by an angel, they get visited by God, and they're like, the Lord is with you, you're highly blessed. Daniel, you're a man greatly beloved, and you need to know that you are the beloved, you are highly favored. Amen. You are God's favorite. And yes, we're all God's favorite. You are God's favorite. He loves you. You are highly favored. And she's like, what kind of salutation is this? Why would he come and greet me like this? What have I done to deserve this love? It's simply a work of his grace. I want to let you know, it's a work of his grace that he loves you. Nothing good that you've done, amen, nothing great that you may have achieved, he simply loves you. It's simply a work of grace. And he said, hail unto you, you are blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind, what manner of salutation should this be? And the angel said, fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. I want to let you know, in this season, you have found favor with God. If you're listening to this, you have found favor with God. I want to change someone's perception of God. There's someone out there that still believes God is after them. He wants to strike them down, and God is an angry God. No. That's not the God we serve. I mean, I grew up with that kind of, oh my God, if I do something wrong, God, I'm in trouble with God. Listen to me. Yes, we can do some things to grieve his heart, but God loves you. He's not sitting on the throne waiting to judge you. Read the word of God. Read the New Testament. Get into the word of God. Jesus told his disciples, if any man sees me, he sees the Father. You don't want to know what God looks like? You really want to know what God looks like? Read the New Testament. Read Matthew, Luke, and John. Amen. Read the scriptures. It tells you what God looks like. He said, if you've seen the Father, you've seen me. Jesus was always moved with compassion, always willing. Will you come and heal my son? Will you come and deliver? And he was always willing. God is a good God, and he's willing to heal you, willing to help you, willing to restore you. You've just got to be willing to receive it. Amen. You are favored by God. You are loved by God. I don't want to let someone know that's struggling with condemnation, struggling in their mind, struggling with all kinds of thoughts, and you think, oh my God, the thoughts that I'm thinking, God can't love me. No, he loves you. I want to tell you this. I heard this years ago, and it's such a profound statement. Your thoughts are not you. You are saved by grace. Amen. Many people are struggling in their mind, but your thoughts are not you. My spiritual mother in the Lord, she said when I was a young Christian years ago, she said something so profound, and she said, listen, you cannot stop birds from flying over your head, but you can stop birds from building a nest in your head. And what she was simply saying is, you cannot stop birds from flying over your head. You cannot stop thoughts from coming. Thoughts come, all kind of thoughts. Thoughts come from nowhere and everywhere. So what we do with it, but we can stop them from building a nest in our head. So we can actually stop what we choose to think about and dwell about. So yes, they fly overhead, but don't let them build a nest there. That's all you dwell on, and now it becomes a stronghold, and now there's an issue there. Does that make sense? I want to encourage you. If you're struggling with your mind, I don't know why the Holy Ghost is going there. If you're struggling with your mind, struggling with your thought life, amen, read the word of God. Speak the word of God. Mutter, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Amen. But you shall read it. Amen. Study. Speak the word. Amen. When? Day and night, and observe to do. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. Joshua 1 verse 8. And so he said, you're highly favored of God. But this lady was highly favored. Why? Because she was about to bring forth a miracle, but she had to believe God. And there's some of you with a miracle locked up inside your belly. There's a miracle inside someone listening. There's something you're about to give birth to in 2025. There's something you're about to give birth to. And God is saying, listen, there's favor on your life. How's it going to happen? Let me not get ahead of myself. And she said, and the angel said unto her, fear not, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, you're going to conceive in your womb. He's telling exactly what you're going to conceive in your womb. And you're going to bring forth a son. It's not a girl, it's a son. He's telling exactly what's going to happen. And you're going to call his name Jesus. He said, you're going to conceive, you're going to have a boy, and this is what you're going to call him. And some of you have a dream in your belly, and you know what God has given you the name. Some of you got books, some of you got companies, some of you got ministries and ideas. Some of you, God has given you nations. Some of you, God has sent you to India, sent you to remote countries, countries that people are trying to avoid, where everybody wants to come to the West, and people want to come to Europe or come to America or go to nice fancy places where they know that they might be well off or things may get better for them. God is sending some people to remote areas where they may be hazard in their lives for the gospel of Jesus Christ, where they may have to hide and share their faith. Some of you have birthed a dream in your belly, like Mary said, I've given you, you're going to bring forth something. But this is what Mary is going to bring forth. You're going to bring forth a son, and you're going to call him Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. and the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David. So we're fulfilling prophecy now. Go through the word of God. Amen. He said that, listen, he told David, out of your loins, the Messiah will come. He told David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. So this is such a great explanation. He's telling her, listen to me, you're going to bring forth a son, calling him Jesus. He's the prophesied one. He's the one people have been waiting for. He's the Messiah from the throne of David. Amen. Then Mary said,
thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.